So today on Girls Bubblegum Squad Club blog, we aren't only going to talk about new hairstyles for spring or how to put on fabulously your mascara. We're going to take things down a notch and talk about two videos I recently watched. One is called A Class Divided and the other is called For Angela. Links are in my bio. Teehee. Here's a brief explanation on how I feel about these two amazing videos. Yeah. I noticed that the words in both videos are used very strongly. In A Class Divided, Jane uses the power of words to manipulate her students. Although the kids have been friends for some time now, she made them believe that they were smarter depending on their eye color. Both groups of kids experienced a self-fulfilling prophecy. They were convinced that they were more intellectual. As well, in For Angela, Ian used harsh and powerful words towards Angela and her mom at the bus stop. He hurt her so much that he got her to cut off her braids. The way he offended her got her to bury her Indian culture away. When Angela cut her hair, it made me think, what if Angela was already being mocked? What if she went further than just cutting her hair? If she was older, would she have turned to death? We should think about that. The same thing goes for Class Divided. What if the teacher never explained discrimination? Those brain-striking words could have been marked in their heads for the rest of their lives. I judge that we should teach, like A Class Divided, children to understand injustice. Despite the different cultures, ethnicities, and sexualities, we should all be respected. A good example would be when the police officer shot an innocent boy last year. He connected his black-colored skin to danger. We should all open our eyes and get out of our comfort zone. Thank you all for listening. Make sure to subscribe and like my video and my page. Next week on Girls Bubblegum Squad blog, we are going to talk about spring accessories. Yay! See you all next week. Bye.